A boy is in school, and he doesn't pay any attention to the teacher, and his grades are very bad. You say, well, I don't know what's the matter. He just...
He just don't have no intention.
Okay. And what about if there's something that you've been considering doing, like say your friends from Molina would call and say, why don't you come up to see us? And you might want to say that, well, you know, you had it in your mind. You might say, well, I've been
thinking about coming up. Yeah.
Okay. And you might say, well, that's that is a brick
building.
Okay, and if it's just a family, a place where a family lives, you'd say, well, now that's not a store, that's mm-hmm. just a
house.
And a place where you store a corn.
That's what we call a corn crib.
Okay. What about a place to store other grain?
Some of it call it bins.
Okay.
That's, I think, yeah. Okay. Ladies.
All right.
Bins.
Okay. Would you all down here ever call anything a granary?
A grainer?
A granary?
Grainer.
Uh-huh. What's a granary? Or is that...
I don't know. I believe that's a granary. Seems like that would be a storage bin, a storage place.
But it's not a common word around
here? No, not a common word, no. Man.
Okay.
And so, yeah.
Maybe some place, another part of the country
yeah.
would use that one. Okay, and the upper part of the barn is called what? Up where you maybe put the hay or something?
Yes, a hay barn, a storage place for
okay.
hay.
And
loft, that's right.
Okay.
Loft, that's what we call it.
Okay. And if too much hay is gathered to get into the barn, how is it kept outside?
Stacked.
Okay, and how is that done?
Well, we get a something like a cut a pole or something like that and put it in the ground and stack this hay around it.
Okay, and it makes a circle? Makes
a big circle. Yeah.
Okay. And before, did you ever raise any of the things that, like wheat or oats down
there? Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. Well, how
oats.
Do you, oats?
Yes, ma'am.
How do you get that separated and get the oats loose from the...
Well, we used to thrash them, we call it.
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
And when you were doing that, you'd say, well, would there be a crew of people that would come around and work on it?
Or? Yes, ma'am.
Uh-huh. And they'd bring the a machine?
Yes, ma'am. Otherwise, they'd bring the machine, or we'd take them to the machine.
Oh, you'd haul it somewhere?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and when you did that, then what's left is just called, is that good to feed cattle? After you get the grain out, would you save the...
Not too many old stalks.
Mm, that's not very good feed?
No, ma'am, not on oats. Uh-huh. It's not, no, ma'am. It use it for packing watermelons and things like that.
Okay. And you might, or when you, if you've been working in the oats for a good while and you finally got through with the thrashing, you might say, well, the oats are...
done thrashed.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what about any kind of a thing out in the field that might be this shape? And there'd be two or three of them in a row, kind of X-shaped. Did you ever have anything like that and pile hay up in it?
Oh, yeah, because what we call that a hay rack, I believe it
uh-huh.
is, yeah.
Well, was that for the cattle just to go out and eat out of as they wanted to? Or
yes, ma'am, mostly, yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Or could you store it out like that and then move it in?
Well, you could store it like that and probably move it, you know.
Did you put a cover on it, or did you?
No, ma'am, we don't have a cover on it.
Okay.